So the way that I hold the idea of the divine human is that which makes the Lord visible or perceptible. The word does that in a way which no other phenomena can, because it is directly from the Lord and filled with correspondences that ground what is of the divine within the human mind. So the Lord coming into the world, person Jesus Christ, cements at a essential corporeal level once and for all time the idea that God is human. But the Lord is a divine human, so we just have to be aware that we don't think from person to essence, but we have to think from essence to person in viewing the Lord, the Lord's manifestation into the world. If we think from essence to person, then the Lord manifest in the world in the person of Jesus Christ is the manifestation of the Word for that level of existence. So the Lord as divine truth and divine love coming in that form. But the Lord has always been a divine human. He was a divine human in the heavens. It's just that the particular form that he took when he came into the world was accommodated to this level of existence. It's just something to hold. And the thing that struck me, of course, is that being shared about how you kind of grasp it and then it goes. Well, it's not unlike after the Lord was resurrected, you know, when he was on the road to Emmaus. That's a really clear example of how he's not recognized until the breaking of bread, you know, the distribution of what is good. And when he's recognized, what happens? He disappears. The divine human, as it is in its inmost, is the infinite and eternal God. You know, it's the Lord God, Jesus Christ, infinite and eternal. So the divine human is, in its inmost sense, is beyond any feeble, finite mind to grasp. And so the Lord presents himself in forms that we can latch on to and hold. But we have to always be aware that the way that we perceive the Lord is our way of perceiving him. And every one of us will perceive him differently because we're all engaged in different forms of use for a start. But it's all the Lord. If I see him differently to somebody else, it doesn't mean that the way they view him is not the Lord and the way I view him is. It's just different perspectives because both minds are finite and can only view him partially. And the way he is viewed is going to be dependent on the loves that are active in any person's life. And so you have the principle of perfection as found in variety. That's a spiritual principle, heavenly principle. To get a fuller view of the Lord, you need more human beings being united in a love of him. And that presents a much richer picture of who the Lord is. You know, one of the elements here in Logopraxis is that we're here to make the Lord visible in our midst, and he's made visible through the goods and truths that we're able to share out of our experience of the word working in our life. For a Logopraxis group, that is the bread and the wine that is shared or broken amongst us. So in that sense, there is the Lord's divine human. It's found everywhere. You know, there is nothing but the Lord's divine human ultimately. But yeah, so it's just about expanding our view and thereby entering into a fuller experience of him.